Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke testifying in Congress today. This time he was before the House Financial Services Committee. He was asked by ranking Republican Spencer Baucus about the right approach to tackle the deficit.
In the longer term, I think we need to be taking steps to reassure the American people and the markets that our fiscal situation is going to be well controlled.
Sure.
Now, that means that if you extend the tax cuts, you need to find other ways to offset them.
Well, either you have to raise taxes or cut spending or a combination, is that correct?
The arithmetic is very clear. To get the deficit down, you have to have either more revenues, less spending, or both.
Do you think our approach ought to be cutting spending, that would result in immediate more confidence in the economy?
I think all options need to be on the table, but we need to look at all the programs for their merits, both in terms of their short-term stimulative effects and also in terms of how well they would support growth in the long term. I believe we should maintain our stimulus in the short term, and we need to take steps to improve our fiscal situation in the longer term.
Mm-hmm.
There are many ways to do that. As you know, I'm reluctant to take positions on specific tax and spending measures. I'm sure you can understand my position on that.
Sure.
That's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke with Spencer Baucus, Republican Congressman from Alabama. And joining us live now, Southern California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, who heard Ben Bernanke testify today. Congresswoman, great to have you with us again. Give us your view of what you heard today from the Fed Chairman and the biggest takeaway there today.
Well, certainly. As you know, this was the semiannual monetary policy report to Congress. We all look forward to having Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, come and tell us what he knows and understand about the economy and what he plans to do to strengthen it. And basically, I think what he tried to do was to ensure us that he's prepared to do whatever needs to be done. He said that they're not afraid to act. If they need to act, they will do it. He does not go into specifics because, you know, every word that he utters is measured, and it has some impact on Wall Street. And I'll quote him when he said, "We are ready and we will act if the economy does not continue to improve, if we don't see the kinds of improvements in the labor market that we hope for." And that was his response to Mel Watt. And I think that was the central message, somewhat reassuring, but basically he said they would have to step into new areas in order to do this.
Certainly, and this is after he said that there was unusual uncertainty in the economic outlook in his previous testimony before the Senate panel. What's your view on the job situation? When do you expect that to turn around, and what clues did we get from the Fed chairman on that?
Well, first of all, I wish I could. I had some wise words or some vision that's better than that you're hearing from other people about employment, unemployment. Right now, the national unemployment just is at 9.5, and we can't seem to get it down. California's at 12.3. And when you look at minority unemployment, African Americans in particular, is 15.4. And we can't seem to get that unemployment rate down, despite the fact under this administration there have been new jobs that have been created. I don't hear any really solid answers. We believe that, many of us believe, the economy needs to be stimulated. The president has been cautiously approaching discussion about a new stimulus package. You know, that's not welcomed by everybody. I think everybody's trying very hard, and they know that we have to focus on jobs, jobs, jobs. And I think that during the next week or so, you're going to see some initiatives, including perhaps the small business initiative, the $30 billion small business initiative that we have on the Senate side. Everybody knows we've got to do something.
See it tonight. Read about it tomorrow. But hear it now in the KNX Business Hour. We're speaking live with Southern California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We're speaking on a week in which the financial regulation bill was signed into law. Give us your view of this bill and its impact on Southern California.
Well, I certainly will. It is the biggest reform bill in the financial services industry in our regulatory agencies that has taken place since the Great Depression. And, of course, the centerpiece of that is the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau. And it's designed to really take care of consumers. What we discovered in all of what has been going on is that our regulatory agencies, who had really two missions, certainly were not paying attention to the mission to take care of consumers. They say they were taking care of the safety and soundness part of their jobs, but even that certainly didn't do well. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is extremely important. As you know, they've started to talk about who's going to head it, and all kind of names have been thrown around, but really the idea was created by Elizabeth Warren. And so that is the centerpiece, but we have some new transparency with derivatives. We have a way by which to deal with the too big to fail. You know, when we ran into this problem with the failing institutions, nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew how to wind them down. And now we have in this bill not only a way to wind them down, but the funding that's necessary to wind them down. So the winding down of too big to fail when they get in trouble, or before they get in trouble. And the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, the transparency and the exotic products of Wall Street, all of that's in this bill, and we think it will go a long way toward curing the problems that we witnessed with the meltdown of the subprime industry that caused us so much problems in this country.
Southern California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us on such an important day, where you heard from the Fed chairman testifying before the House Financial Services Committee, of course, which you are a member as well. Thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX.